You're going to mark anything on these, do it in pencil. Okay? Okay, are we all ready to start on this? Everybody here is going to sit down with us now? Okay, here is a stack of try and forget, you know, try and know, we're not going to, but try and know where they are coming from and the names of the individual people and so on and so forth. Try and ignore that. Okay, this is titled How Narcotics Anonymous Started in Melbourne. Okay, so initial impression is, this is a historical kind of thing. Okay? That's just from the title, it's a history. Okay. But the first sentence is saying, when I got the Alcoholics Anonymous in 1974. Okay, so it's a personal story. So I'm going to write story at the top. And underline it. You know, because it's talking about I. Okay, and I'm just going to look for, see if it gets into topics rather than his own personal story now. So I'm going to read like the first sentence of each paragraph, skimming. Okay, when I get enough, I instinctively knew that his name, okay, that's his first one. When I got involved in AA, I came across the name Hazelden and wrote them for their catalog. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, while reading it, I found there was a fellowship called Narcotics Anonymous. Blah, blah, blah. In the 75 and 76, I was getting more and more tired, consequently more depressed and embarrassed. Personal story. During the latter part of my period of state, personal story. Some months previously, I'd given a life book to Matthew, a friend of mine in AA, and whom I knew was interested in getting NA going in Melbourne. Okay, now he might be getting out of his story a little bit, so I'm going to read this a little more carefully. Okay, by this time I had some literature from WSO and a contact in Sydney. Okay, he's talking about... I had some literature contacts, Patsy and David. This is still a historical thing, but it's tied into his personal story. One Sunday afternoon, Matthew and I went to see David, Patsy and David. They told us about Narcotics Anonymous in Sydney and how there were NA meetings different from how the NA meetings different from AA meetings. In NA, we were told the members concentrate on how they felt, not what they did. Now that's a good line.
Could you read that again? Yeah. How they felt?
Now that pops out. Now I might write this down on a separate piece of paper. In NA, we were told the members concentrated on how they felt, not what they did, and recovery was talked about more than in AA. They said they would support the meeting. Okay.
Unfortunately, that possibly used a number two when talking about NA, it wasn't NA.
Okay, it could also mean what be used under why we are here.
Yeah.
What drew us to NA rather than primary orientation in A at whatever point our sobriety that happened.
The reason I say so too, I was looking at three on there and we were talking about reservations why we were here becomes a horrible, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah, but maybe reservations isn't the only section of why we're here. I can see why, you know, why are we supporting that in? Why am I in an NA meeting tonight rather than an AA meeting?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Two or three. Three is probably an AA critical.
Okay. So I'm going to put a mark here, just going through it.
With a three, maybe.
With a three and a circle around it. You know, that's what I did.
You can break that down into a long.
world, yeah, use it somewhere in English, whether it be 2, 10, or whatever.
Right.
At least it's
is it going to be necessary for us to put it through here? If we're going to have piles, can we just stick that in the pile?
Well, I'm thinking that if we, depending on the length of the piece, I'm going to see how many 3s and 2s and, you know, where this fits as a whole and put it on that pile. There might be something out of it that will later be transferred to another subgroup. Maybe this is the only 3 in there.
Maybe we can make copy of that page and stick it in the 3.
Right.
Okay. You know, that's what I... You don't want to get stuff lost out of this pile.
Well, I don't think we want to... Well, there's a code number on this file, so it could be written on the page. Like this one is Melvin Bowler, Australia 0004. You're going to take anything out, separate anything out, write the code number on it. But this may all be in 3, or the bulk of it may be somewhere else. But right now, I'm just, hey, that popped out. Okay. The latter part of my stay in the hospital, boom, 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 that's personal. During this time, I found out just how little boom, there was in Melbourne for the attic, boom, 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 boom. Skipping down, some months previously, I'd given the white book. Okay, sounds like he's already said that. Yeah, it is. In fact, this is they duplicated. They ran this page twice. Mm-hmm. Here's a page out of the original in this. Let's see if there are any others.
In the meantime,
004.
004.
Okay, this may be just by, you know, may work out that this one is supposed to go to 3 and the rest of it is supposed to go to something else. Okay. I'm coming there. In the meantime, plants have been going to get it to start family anonymous and Melbourne, arrange for a meeting. This is really outside. From the start of the theme of the meeting was recovery. We all knew how to use drugs. We all knew the effect they had on us. The primary thing we were all interested in was how to stay clean, how to cope with life without using drugs, how to handle unpleasant feelings and emotions. In other words, how to get better. There's a paragraph. Okay. This may be taking it further than we want to take it in our initial sorting. We might want to skim not even this quote. Okay, that's definitely a 3. Go anywhere else? Well, what I'm thinking here, from the start, the theme of the meetings was recovery. Just talking about why we chose NA, why NA, you know, why NA. So I was thinking it fits more into why we are here.
Okay. Yeah. Still three, yeah.
It's describing why.
Where else could it possibly fit?
It could be what is Narcotics Anonymous.
Yeah. Okay.
It could be.
But we're not down to the final sort.
No.
Well, this
is just an issue.
Move on.
And besides that. And besides that, I already have a 3 here. Okay, at these meetings I learned that I was an addict. My addiction started as a child, long before I ever picked up a drink or a drug. As a child, I became addicted to fantasy. Fantasy was becoming reality. Nature of the addict. This is a 2. At these meetings I learned I was an addict, and my addiction started as a child, long before I ever picked up a drug or a drink or a drug. As a child, I became addicted to fantasy because fantasy was much more preferable.
Okay,
than
reality. One. Who is an addict?
Oh, who? Yeah, that's right. That's a 1, I mean. Yeah. That's, we're talking about the same thing. as I got older, I didn't basically change. Okay, one, I broke through my emotional barriers in NA and learned a lot about myself by identifying with other addicts who were also willing to talk in depth. Today, I am free of my addiction. Two. I think that's just a statement. It doesn't really... See, that's, you know, that's kind of like everybody...
How about eight? Would you recover?
Could be. I think for our purposes here, it's probably such a... so understated that it doesn't really fall heavily in the category. But people will pick this up when they review it for three. Okay, that's the first letter. Okay, so first, here's what we got. That was a three-page deal. We know it's primarily a story because it's talking about me. It's not an article. Okay, out of just skimming it, we picked up two threes and a one. Okay, I think this should go in the three file. And when three goes through it, they can make a copy and ship to one.
Okay.
I guess this is the cover that goes on it. It would be a nice idea if we had staplers.
Or clips, don't we?
Or paper clips.
Yeah, we have a lot more than that.
We do.
Okay.
That's cool. Okay, I'm going to clip this together, and I'm going to write a three also story, and then under it I'm going to write three, and then also one. Okay, so that'll go in my three pile. I'm not going to put it in the three pile because I don't have a set of piles here, but I'm just going to kind of, I think what we're all going to end up having is like 10 manila folders, like these, probably one, two, labeled one, two, three, four, you know, and I'll put it in that folder. Okay, here's a such and such and such. Here's another letter. First in the letter to Bo. So it may not fit. I just got your name and address from Ross, so maybe I missed the deadline, but that's too bad if I have. I felt for a while that I should get down on paper just how NA started in Melbourne, so this is what I've done. Okay. Yeah, that's a cover letter. I'm just going to tack it back on here with the envelope, copy of the envelope. It doesn't really work. Okay. Huh? No, don't throw anything away. Don't cross anything out or note on anything where you're destroying the text underneath. Well, no, we're clipping these. Okay? The group that goes, okay, this is going to three. When three gets it, that may be the time to separate out. And now they're the ones that are going to be, okay, here are the two chapters. They may read this in some more depth. Oh, okay, this is real good. We're going to, they'll be cutting the section out of here, you know, for pay stuff. Or they'll be taking this paragraph out here. They might just take this paragraph out and walk it over to one. Today we have a three, but it looks like there's some one in it. Here, take a look at this, see if it fits in here. Okay, so we're basically... Okay, here's another cover letter. This is just a letter. This is a duplicate. Copy of an all envelope, an answer. Another copy of the same thing. Okay, here's something. This is it out of a personal letter. Thank you for your letter. Okay, that paragraph is... The problem with prescription drugs is certainly a hard one. Uh-huh. When NA started here in Melbourne, we took the position that clean meant just that. However, I think we did differentiate between a pain-reducing drug and a mood-changing drug. A pain-reducing drug taken as prescribed for that person was not treated as a break. However, I remember that a mood-changing drug taken for whatever reason was taken as a break. I remember that the group secretary was prescribed Valium once and took it, we felt rightly or wrongly that she could not contribute a secondary meaning. Is this fitting, or is this something that is, you know, what do you feel about what the way this is running?
What is NA? That would be two, as far as, you know.
It may not fit anywhere. I don't know.
I think it should be there somewhere.
Yes.
I don't know. I think he was an addict. I would say doing yeah, because I think that we have to lead to that particular point, because I think it keeps cropping up. It's something that keeps cropping up, and it's got to be sitting there somewhere, like who is an addict?
Or recovery and relapse.
Or recovery and relapse.
Yeah, it says a lot of that.
I think we need to respond to it.
Oh, yeah.
We need to respond to this question.
Okay, let me read some more. Remember, group secretary was prescribed Valium. We felt rightly or wrongly that she could not continue as secretary of an NA group. Another member who was prescribed barbiturates got addicted again straight away, went through hell for weeks withdrawing from them. I seem to remember staying around at the time. It's okay to go mad if I have to saying or staying around at the time. It's okay to go mad if you have to, but don't pick up that first pill. Where in the book does it say first fix pill or drink?
All right, see, at the end of how it works, but what is the NA program? This is a program of complete abstinence from all drugs. That's known. What is the NA program, which is two? I think it fits right there, from all drugs.
Maybe that, as we go through, will probably definitely be a sub chapter. This is a program of abstinence from all drugs, because there's so much, and there has been so much controversy over it over a long period of time. You know, and there'll probably be a lot of input in that area. So,
see, that's the whole program.
Rest of your hospital.
Total abstinence.
And that's what we're talking about. Life support drugs and psychoactive drugs. You know.
Yeah, but you see, this is where that type of writing is going to be fitting.
Yeah. How would it?
Whatever point of view it's coming.
Like when we say at our meetings, please refrain from talking at our meetings. If you've taken anything in the last 24 hours, to extend that would be. If you have taken any mood-altering drugs.
Mood-altering,
mind-changing. Or mind-changing drugs.
Yeah. In our group, the way we wrote that same thing was, if you use today and are called on, please pass.
You know they don't do that? Isn't that sent in the format with
mood? Well, that's your comment on the group now. They said,
but what about NA as a whole? That happens to be part of what we're saying.
This is supposed to be designed.
We didn't tell nobody. Hey, you can't tell the blame us for it. We're in your room. Don't tell us about it.
Yeah, we are probably dissecting this much more than we should for this thing. We're really reading it and discussing what's said. Okay. That came in a two here, so there's a two here. Okay. I see the rules there. It's okay to go. Okay. But I do know we didn't have a very curious and straight attitude to the problem. There's so many ads coming at the time we wanted to keep smoking, dope, using pills. I think we automatically went to complete abstinence. A lot of the addicts also wanted to continue boozing. We had the definite idea that working the 12-step would negate the need for mood-changing drugs, and that just plain hanging on also helped. That's how it was for the first year or so in NA here in Melbourne. I hadn't had much to do with NA for the last couple of years because of the meeting changed to Wednesday. It's not possible. Okay, that's, you know. Okay, here's two out of the same envelope. So this would go into two file. Okay, this is cover, and that's all there is in that one. Okay, so we actually, there's a lot here, and it's a lot more than we looked at, but we got this fairly well separated into three different sections. Four different sections, actually, because it is time. The first one is primarily historical. And it may be that we'll end up eventually with writings in more than one, the same writing in more than one place in a book. You know, we might have a paragraph in the text portion that will show up in a story somewhere else in the book. That's all right. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay. Okay, I want to put, okay, the first part we read was three, was basically three, and there was a one. I'm going to put it in three. There happens to be a copy of that page, so I'm going to put the one that we found. No, there isn't a copy of that page. All right. I don't think. Yeah, there is. There happens to be an extra copy in here, so I'm going to look for that page at meetings. Okay, here it is here, at these meetings, with a one. Okay, so we don't have to cover that, so I'll put this page in one.
Still going to put where it came from, the 0004 or whatever?
Right.
On the top right-hand corner, maybe?
Yeah. Bo, the code system on these, will the number be enough? Just the number? The code number? Melvin Bowler 0004 Australia. Will 0004 be enough?
Yeah.
For you to, for someone to
identify it in the
region. Okay. Put a number sign by that because we're using different numbers, different places. You know what a number sign? Everybody knows what a number sign.
Yeah.
You know, like tic-tac-toe.
Tic-tac-toe.
Number 0004. Okay, that goes in. In one. Okay. The bulk of it was three. So I'll put that in there. The last little part we got into in a separate letter, communication, was a two. This is out of file number 0004. And I'll put that in two.
Okay.
I
like it.
And we have some extra things here that came out of the file. I don't know what they were copies and, you know. But I'll put that back in the original, in the duplicate file and put that in the done stack. Okay. Here's another one. I don't know what it is. Okay. Handwritten. Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm a, is there a cover sheet or anything? I'm going to thumb through here first and see if there is. Doesn't seem to be any kind of cover sheet with this. Like, dear such and such, or a separate kind of letter, so. Okay, we'll just start on it. Hi, my name is Tom, and I'm a happy and grateful alcoholic and drug addict. Clean and sober, by the grace of God, 12 steps. Life today is fulfilling, and there is a something for living within my heart, a joy for living in my heart. Okay. It hasn't always been that one. Okay, this is a story, primarily. But let's see if we can pick anything out of this story. So we'll skim again. Hasn't always been that way. I used to drink for 12 years, almost 10 of them was a personal thing. I was an addict, an alcoholic, and hopeless, of the hopeless variety. Okay, skipping down. I was brought up in a loving so-called middle class, personal. As far back as I can remember, I felt separated. Now that could probably go into nature of the addict, but it isn't writing on the nature of the addict per se. Still personal story. Growing up in Southern California, I seemed to get into all the normal things. Okay, that's still pretty pretty. Not really talking about the program. anything. I had that alcoholic addict personality, self-will running riot throughout my childhood, always wanting my own way. Okay. That still could be nature of the addict. Maybe there is some who is an addict in here. We don't really know yet. I seem to be an average student. You know, I seem to be an average student throughout elementary engineering. Again, he's just talking about his experiences. This is, you know, a drug law. As I look back over those 12 years, I see how each new drug I tried, I loved and pursued it, whatever it was. Blue speed, blue, 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 blue. My first few highs did bring me a sense of freedom. I quit high school. First trip to Hawaii in 1962. I was very scared of life. Now some of these, you know, they're gems in these stories. But maybe won't pick them up right now. I really don't know. If they have to pop out at you, you might write them down and put a slip of paper in. But this is seems to be basically at this point in the writing, a story. And what I'm going to do now, as we skim, I'm basically just going to look to see if the nature of the writing changes. Okay, the summer of 63, okay. I was 19 years old at the time. I was full of something and didn't even know it. I was only new and I had to drink and use drugs. Okay. The end of the summer, someone gave me a surfboard. I felt terribly burned out. Vietnam. This part, I had only been in jail 3 times. Skipping down, I stayed pretty much out of trouble, stayed high, did nothing. Skipping down, during this period of 1 month, AWOL, okay, personal story. I finally got out of the Navy. The psychiatrist said my mind was learning disorder from the use of marijuana. Hey, that's one of my pet projects. That popped out of me. Because I have a theory that like 80% of us have got learning disabilities from childhood. That's just something that's, you know. We have reading problems, spelling problems that made it very difficult for us to compete as a child, many of us, in the peer group. Now, that doesn't have anything to do with intelligence or anything else. It's a disability to communicate because of like the classic thing of the reverses, writing something down, writing ER instead of RE and things like that. And for me, I know that, you know, I couldn't compete with the kids in grade school because, you know, I couldn't tell the difference between a B and a P by looking at them. They both looked the same to me at one point. And I had to learn how to learn a little bit differently from the other kids. And I think this is very, very widespread in fellowship. And we're dyslexic, a lot of us. But that's just a personal opinion that I've been doing research on for a couple of years. That's right. Oh, hell yes. And isolate. To me, this isn't really a cause or a contributor.
Okay, you keep turning. We will get
yeah.
to
the
discussion of it.
No, that's different trip. Okay, I finally got out of the meeting. Okay, wait, I did that. I was now to meet a new friend in life and find a new world. The world of fiction. Okay, boom, boom, boom. Shortly after getting cut out of the service, the girl I had met and I went to Hawaii. Okay, I'm just reading the first sentence in each paragraph is what I'm doing right now. We got a house in Venice and drugs were in abundance. Okay, she became pregnant and we got married. During this period, a lot of dealing was going on. Something in the months that somewhere in the months after, before I had gotten a hold of some books on yoga and meditation, Eastern stuff. Back in Hawaii, my wife, 4 months pregnant, and living in the country again. My wife had a first child, a beautiful baby girl. We were on welfare and life consisted of fear, that intense nameless fear of living, feeling separated from everyone. That's beautiful. But again, it's just part of primarily personal story stuff. Okay, in that 3-year period, I would stay clean for 2 weeks here and a few days there. All of us would end up using again. Possibly recovery and relapse sort of thing. I don't know if he's been to the program yet. That didn't pop out. This little woman seemed to... Okay, here he met someone from the fellowship. The woman seemed to radiate a feeling of joy. I never felt anyone before. I had never felt anyone before. Upon meeting her, I felt that I had known her forever. Something in me was drawn to her. Little did I know that this woman would become my sponsor, play such a big part in my life for the next 10 years. This was the beginning of a journey that even today, something new. Never, well, said ceases, but should be never ceases to amaze me. A way of life of learning complete trust. And okay, now here we're getting into stuff that might fit.
Well, that would be 10. That would be the vision and discovery.
Or it might be why we are here. Or it might be what is Narcotics Anonymous. Yeah, or just because, you know, I don't know quite where it's going to fit. This was the beginning of, okay. This was in 1968. It seemed that the student had become ready and the teacher had appeared. Needless to say, the house became an AA house. The woman was a sober alcoholic and addict who had 8 years sober and clean. She started a meeting at the house. I remember my first meeting so well. I remember that for the first time I identified with another human being. Not so much because they used drugs, but more of what went on inside. Pages out of order here. Clean and sober, the most I had ever had. Yet the feeling returned, and I picked up a joint. A few days later, I took a red, and within a week, I was shooting dope again.
recovery and relapse.
Rest of those three.
Okay, that's definitely an 8.
Seven.
Okay. See, I'm not looking at that board, and I don't know.
That's 7, but before that would be an 8. You do recover. Or that could come after.
Or it may just be a personal story. I don't know. The feeling I get out of this is primarily a personal story, and I'm down to, you know, last page or so. But there are a few things that did pop out, so I'm going to mark them in here anyway. And I think this, at this point, I think this is going to go in the personal story folder. And as those are reviewed again at some future time, because there are just a few lines. There's not a paragraph I can separate out, really. There's one down here. This was 1968. Oh, no. This seemed... Now this is a good paragraph. This one might come out. I'm going to bracket the paragraph. This woman seemed to radiate a feeling of joy that I had never felt before. Upon meeting her, I felt that I had known her forever. Something in me was drawn to her. Little did I know that this woman would become my sponsor and play such a big part in my life for the next 10 years. This was the beginning of a journey that even today never ceases to amaze me. A way of life, a learning complete trust in a higher power, and learn it's really hard to read. And to learn I have, well, no price tag. There's three words in here I can't read. A way of life where the constant thought of others must become automatic. This was in 1968. It seemed the student had become ready and the teacher had appeared. Needless to say, the house became an... Okay, this is, again... going back in kind of a mundane scene. So it's this one paragraph in here. Yeah, I think that's the story. It's beautiful. I mark it so when they go over it again as a story, they'll pick up on that and they may might route it at that point. I don't think maybe we should route it right now. I don't know. What do you guys think about it?
I think put it in story. Just put on that mark. Yeah, you said it one paragraph.
Yeah, there's a mark.
Somewhere else. Maybe if you mark an 8 next, but just, you know, they
okay.
Can always change
what
they want to.
Yeah.
Maybe you get them to pull that part of the paragraph out to add to that with my material.
Yeah. Well, what do you think we ought to do in a case like this? Should we pull, this isn't the original. Should we maybe just pull this one page and put it in 8?
Well, we pulled one page for the 8. Yeah, we're there. Isn't
that the way you're doing it?
I think that's the way you should go myself.
Since we have the original, we should have folders from 1 through 11 and just stick them into that because we have the original copies.
Yeah, just mark
it. Why should we use them?
Where the story came. You eliminate
the number. Yeah, just put the number at the top. They can always put it back in.
0030.
What page was it?
Doesn't matter.
Well, if you could put it back to
you can identify this page 4.
No.
You can find a place in the folder to put it or just put it back in there. Because they're not page numbers.
Okay, let's put that in 8. Okay. Yet the feeling returned and I picked up a joint. A few days later, I took a red, and within a week I was shooting dope again. This started a period in my life where I used for 10 months, day and night, drinking, shooting dope, and taking pills. I got to a... Okay, it starts here. I got to a point... where I knew I would never... get clean again. I had completely surrendered to drugs, period. And this, my wife left me, we had 2 children. Now I'm skimming again because it's getting out of it, talking about my wife left me, we had 2 children. You see, there's the meat right there.
for a while. Yeah. Because it becomes a list, you know. Today I know that that was God too. She left a little boy with me. For some other reason, she left a little boy with me. Today I know this was God. Okay, that's pretty personal. I identified with the mother who uses and yet tries to raise children at the same time. For I find myself in many oh, is that one? No, it's not Honor Man. Something, not even knowing who my son was, yet knowing he was there must have kept me somewhat aware of living. Okay, this is for staying four?
No.
Seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Sober.
Yeah. There's a seven folder. Staying clean and sober today goes so much beyond staying away from the first fix or drink. It is a way of life. A life that I call an adventure today. I have an outline for living. It's the 12 steps. I either try to practice the line. Oh, that's what those are. Those are all twos. He puts a two instead of T-O. To practice to live these steps or I die. I've known more joys than I ever thought possible. That's a personal
still
story.
We're still talking about the continuation of that same thing and recover and relapse. I think that's what he's alluding to, is the recovery and relapse.
Possibly. I think it probably seems like it's more, okay, now he's looking back. He talked about his recovery, his relapse and his recovery from the relapse. Now he's back in the way he's feeling about the program today. Looking back. We found a way up and out, fly here. Sue learned to share what was going on inside. It's a give away program. No matter what it is, love, joy, or tears to fears, we have to give it away. Today I am clean and sober by the grace of God and by the fellowship. And this I am grateful for. God is loving us now. You can use this for the new NA Bagel kids.
Okay, what I want, can I take a second here?
Sure.
We was going to have a barbecue, but that's off. The weather's so bad, and it seems like we need to be here doing all this. What I want to do is pass them out, and everybody throw in what they can, and we can, I'm going to set up a buffet table there, keep it open, and then we can just go eat at random, take some breaks, and have some donuts, and, you know, if everybody picks in what they can, then we can get it. We don't have to go anywhere. We can have coffee and sodas. And, all right, pass them out.
Give me that phone. Okay, that's the second one. You got one page break. Now, when you're reading this.
Because this shouldn't have to last all day.
Huh? When we're reading this, okay, you get a folder with that eight. If you feel you left something left out, you can go back into the masters and pull that the next page or the page before it's checked in.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put this back in. These probably should be filed like this in the masters when we get done with them. It's primarily story. Do we have them set up for story?
Yes. Yeah, there it is.
Okay.
Put them together and make the number on the top.
I think the stories we should just leave in their envelopes.
You got one here?
Well... What do you guys think?
I got sort of now. That's why there's a lot of stories. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, leave it on. We'll stick them in the
photocopies in their envelope. We pulled what fits. Okay. This is a story. We might have to go back and find this occasion.
Well, we have one of the folders with the stories on it, or PC.
Yeah, they got that.
Particularly good story. Write
note the
file. Note the numbers.
Yeah.
Just on the file instead of putting the thing in.
Yeah, 8.5 by 11 lines. The number of the story. And any story that seemed real good to you. I mean, at first glance.
Yeah.
We're going to miss some good ones. We're going to pick up that aren't so good. Okay, so you see the kind of things we're doing. I don't think we have to do another one right now as a whole group. I think we probably spent too much time on these.
Yeah, I think we need to do it more.
We got to go back to one again.
Yeah.
Now what we need to do is come back and designate what the procedure is.
Right. Well, this is what we've been experiencing, the procedure.
Right.
You know, okay. We probably spent too much time on these, too.
We should come back. A short one that's very good and easy to read, and a quick practice procedure, and then go into it.
I don't understand.
Get one that's easy. It's better written, easier to understand.
Hey, I just put three at random.
Yeah. That's what, you know, we had to do that at random. It's a lot of moving procedure.
This one already says story. Hello.
Hi.
Bye. Bye.